Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Are you ready for a real life riddle? Are you ready to be riddled?
Riddle me this.
It was the longest hour of my life yesterday because I was the only one in the gym with this unique circumstance. It's the only way I can put it.
Unique circumstance.
But a unique circumstance to where you didn't flee the gym. You stayed and you stuck it out.
I stuck it out. Felt like a very long hour because of one unique circumstance. I was the only one in the gym with this one unique circumstance.
Did you have the bubble guts?
Nope. And I wouldn't know if anybody else did.
Did you have a hole in your pants?
Did not have a hole in my pants.
You wore somebody else's shorts?
Did not wear somebody else's shorts.
No headphones.
I forgot my headphones.
Oh, yeah.
It's the worst, man.
It is the worst.
God, I'm so angry at myself when you open up that bag and you realize you have to do this without music.
That is a long-ass hour.
Every push-up. You feel every curl, right? And there's nobody, literally nobody. I was looking for somebody else that had forgotten. Nobody.
Yep.
Everybody ignoring each other, man.
You hear how hard you breathe and you know how out of shape you are.
It was terrible, man. It was terrible. All right, if you are a parent, right, and you are a parent that feeds your children, there was big news yesterday in America.
Finally, red dye number 3, also known as FDNC red number 3, has been banned in foods. It was actually banned 35 years ago in the cosmetic industry. Makes no sense.
This is so bizarre. So the government said, oh my God, that red dye in lipstick, that's causing cancer. So we got to get this out of our cosmetics. And yet they decided to keep it in the food.
Including children's food and children's medicine. Mm. So finally, after a petition, because it has been shown to cause cancer in lab rats. And because of the Delaney clause, it says the FDA must ban any additive that causes cancer in people or animals. So that's why it got banned, because it falls under the Delaney clause and it causes cancer. But finally, after a petition and a push from Congress, it got passed.
Because obviously this came out and parents are, you know, all about this. Because there's been a lot of people preaching how bad red dye is for the longest time. But I also see some people, believe it or not, pushing back, saying that there is no evidence that this causes cancer in humans.
Why are we trying to fight this hard for red dye number 3?
I have no idea. I saw this back and forth and I started seeing the stitches and I saw the people celebrating and finally. Now, it's going to take a while for this stuff to come off the shelves and it to be implemented. But then I saw the people too that are these are the actual facts and red dye, they must love their Skittles. I have no idea.
Big yeah. Red's doing.
I mean, my life is so boring. This is the algorithm that I'm stuck in right here. And if you're not, I mean, there are different videos that come out every single day that compare the ingredients in the United States for candies and different things.
Oh, yeah.
With a similar or the exact same product, named product in other countries with completely different ingredients. Red dye has been banned in Australia, Japan, and most countries in the European Union for the longest time. So you could see like a Fanta here in the U.S. compared to a Fanta in Europe, and the ingredients are completely different.
Is it because it's cheaper the way we do it here? Is that why they're keeping or like... Like, what's the reasoning behind keeping it in?
A lot of it is cheaper, and it's just, it makes it look more attractive. Mm-hmm. So the maraschino cherries have that red dye number 3 in it. They're bright red. They look great. I've known for the longest time, shouldn't eat them because they could cause, you know, bad side effects, allegedly cancer. But now we're seeing it's proven in rats. Now, it is worth noting that the amount of red dye you probably consume is not the same amount that was given to the rats. So you're probably more okay in low levels. But it is also worth noting a lot of those companies are now replacing red dye number 3 with red dye 40, which has been shown in the UK to cause hyperactivity in children.
Oh my God.
So we're not cancer, but just keep your eyes out so you have all the facts. But it is a win. It is a win for us when it comes to food.
All right. The next big win I'm hoping we get is these cereal companies admitting that they're putting too much sugar in our kids' cereals and starting to back off that a little bit also.
I read somebody who lived like in Australia, moved to New York, bought a box of their favorite cereal as a comfort food because they missed home and couldn't eat it because it tasted so sickeningly sweet to them.
Yes. Like, just saccharine sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Those that are trying to sort of get a control on sugar in our kids' foods will tell you that in the first thing in the morning when we feed our kids all that sugar, it not only gives them a spike, it affects their brains the entire day. Yet here we are just loading all that stuff up with sugar. So that's the next target, I think.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Clearly, there is one place better than any other to find your soulmate, and that's Etsy.
Etsy. Apparently, you're going to be able to get a roadmap to finding the love of your life.
And custom ornaments.
And custom ornaments, yeah. It's a twofer.
Uh-huh.
You get everything and more on Etsy. So I was scrolling through TikTok, and RIP TikTok almost, and I saw these girls did a really fun party where they all got a psychic reading to find where they were going to meet their soulmates, but also it came with a portrait, like a custom portrait. So they did a soulmate reveal party. And I thought that looks so fun, but all my friends are married, so I can't do it.
So a soulmate sketch artist?
Yes, a soulmate sketch artist who's a psychic. So she does some kind of ritual and she tells you what the stars say is going to happen in your love life, and like where you're going to meet them, what they're going to be like. And then she sketches what they look like. So, I think it's a great addition to some dating advice that you got to know what you're looking for. So might as well have a picture to follow so that I know my soulmate when I see him. So I have the photo and I have her reading. I had to shorten it because it was very, very long. Would you guys rather hear what's going to happen in my love life first, or would you rather see the photo first?
I want to see the photo so then I have a visual of you with the man as you tell us what's going
to
happen.
Okay, so if you head to your email, I have just sent you an email titled My Soulmate, 8C. And if you click on it, you will see the love of my life.
Well, he's a good-looking dude. He's not what you have described to us.
Do you know what he looks like? He looks like the dude from Prison Break. Wentworth Miller.
Michael Schofield?
Schofield?
Oh, yeah, I think that is Wentworth Miller. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me look him up.
He does kind of resemble him a little bit.
He looks like Mikey when he shaved his head.
No, okay. He does not.
Wait.
No,
he kind of does.
Like, he looks like Mikey?
He looks like a tan, chiseled Mikey. But the like hair,
like a Mikey who went through a Matt Rife cosmetic surgery.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, like my soulmate has a 5 head. So that's
what?
A 5 head. Instead of a 4 head?
Gotcha.
A 5 head. I'm trying to say he's a big forehead.
Okay, I think this is a good looking guy.
He is cute.
He's got the chiseled jaw going on. I mean, he's classically good looking dude.
I'm truly not offended by it.
Brown eyes, brown hair. If he grew the hair out.
If he grew the hair out, this would be a winner.
Right? He's got a nice perky nose. He's got the lips aren't too plump. They're just plump. He's got a little bit of a 5 o'clock shadow going on. This is an attractive dude.
Uh-huh. He's 5'1".
There it is.
Okay, you can't tell because he's sitting down. Okay, so then I got a reading, and what I thought was really interesting is, I don't know if y'all remember, but right before I left for Ireland last year, a psychic had DM'd me, and there is something that this psychic said in my reading that this psychic also said. So I'm starting to think that the stars are screaming and shouting that I need to go to one place to find the love of my life. So the reading that I got from Cytheris off of Etsy,
okay,
said, "Beloved Abby, welcome to this sacred space where your hopes, fears, and dreams find a gentle place to rest. Your presence here is like a spring bloom, vibrant yet tender, full of life and possibility. Underneath the vast sky, I begin the ritual."
It's like a haiku.
I feel like we need that, like, do-do-do music behind
it. Yes. Do
we
have any do-do-do music? All right. "In the stillness, his presence began to form. His essence was steady, like the roots of a tree that has weathered many seasons. He is European, with features that carried the strength of his lineage and eyes that seemed to hold a quiet depth. A symbol emerged, a compass. It spoke of direction and purpose, suggesting that his profession involves guiding others, perhaps in fields such as navigation, teaching, or mentoring. His life is marked by a search for truth and a desire to bring clarity to the lives he touches. As the vision softened, I felt a gentle presence beside me. A guide had come, their energy both warm and knowing. Their words were cryptic, yet filled with purpose. Seek the cards. They hold the place and the time." With that, the presence faded, leaving behind a sense of peace and anticipation. Returning to my space, I invited you to breathe deeply with me as I shuffled the oracle cards, each motion carrying the intention of finding the answers you seek. The first card revealed itself with the image of a bustling marketplace, vibrant with color and life. This suggests that your meeting will take place in a lively setting, perhaps a festival, a community gathering, or a place where ideas and cultures come together. Next, my gaze fell upon the oak dice resting beside the cards. I rolled it, and it landed firmly on the number 7. This speaks of alignment in 7 weeks or months, or perhaps during the 7th phase of the moon cycle, a time when fate seems to work its quiet magic. With light and gratitude, Cytheris.
Okay.
So I gotta find a marketplace.
All right.
You've been hitting up the Buckhead Publix.
Yes, I think that's where you're at.
My soulmate's at the Buckhead Publix.
In the European cheese section.
So
aisle 7.
No, yeah. aisle 7.
Aisle 7.
Get you some Gouda and a good man.
Hey, a Gouda man.
Hey, the Bird Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's F-O-R. BORHERS.com/BERT. BORHERS.com/BERT. Weightless by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit BORHERS.com.
Kristen, let me try this on you, and maybe we will post the picture of your soulmate along with the picture of what Kristen's soulmate could be. So, chat box, right? I can put a description of a man or a woman or anybody in here, and it will come up with a vision, all right? It will come up with an AI vision of what you're describing, okay, right?
So Chatbox is just another AI tool?
It's like, it's okay. ChatGPT, except it's they're visual instead of words, okay? So in this prompt, I'm asking you for your soulmate. So you need to describe, take Bart out of the picture, okay?
Okay.
Describe me a man that could potentially be your soulmate. So give me age, features. I will put it into Chatbox, ChatGPT, and we will know outside of your husband what your soulmate would look like.
Okay, age would be 45 to 50.
Hold on. Okay, yep.
Let's see. Rugged.
Yep.
Kind eyes.
Kind eyes, okay.
Facial hair.
Be more specific. What kind of facial hair are you looking at?
Beard.
Beard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know what else you need.
What else? I mean,
couple teeth.
Can it be 5'2"?
A man in his between 45, 50, yes. Rugged, kind eyes, beard.
Beard.
Anything else physically? Color of eyes. I mean, you could get as granular as you want.
I mean, I would like eyes other than the color brown.
Okay.
So like a green or a blue would be preferable. I actually do like the studious type, so I'm down with glasses.
So Bart. She's describing Bart.
1,000%.
Because she's, married.
Yeah.
Let's see how this comes up and compares to Bart. Okay. You're real soulmate.
I want fit.
Fit?
Yeah. I do want fit. I need somebody who takes care of themselves. That way, we can watch our child graduate because we had a kid when we were so damn old. We're going to be at graduation like, there's our Jimmy going across the stage.
Color of hair or anything? Long, short?
I prefer brown.
Brown hair?
Yeah, I'm a brunette gal. So I want somebody who's a brunette. I'm going to be honest. I need somebody who's taller than me. So I'm going to say anything from 5'10" up.
Okay.
And then good with his hands.
Hey.
I don't know that that would be a physical feature I could put in here. Good with his hands.
Well, then I need large feet.
She needs his fingers to be 8 inches long.
Okay. Big dong. All right. Let's see what it comes up with.
I need him to pack some heat.
Yeah. Let's see what it comes up with. Come on.
Putting them together.
Yep.
You're going to get Mr. Potato Head. It's like plugging in all the features.
That was actually harder than I anticipated. But I was just going, I was picturing my husband in my head and just giving his stats, if I'm being 1,000% honest.
It won't give me an image.
Are you serious?
This man does not exist.
I have no soulmate.
Oh, wow. What does that mean?
Do you also know something else? I have some kind of electricity that comes off of me that messes with electronics.
Weird. My dad has that and my sister.
Every time I go anywhere, if I am checking out, if I'm on the phone with somebody, every time I'm on the phone with somebody and they have to look something up, every single time. I am so sorry. I don't know what's wrong with our computers.
What? Really? Yes.
Like a Super Bowl.
This is the first time it hasn't worked for me.
I swear to you. It happened again the other day. They were trying to pull something up, and they're like, something's going on with our computers. This is going to take a little bit. I was trying to check out the other day. Something was happening with the checkout. I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, it's me. It's my electricity. I literally affect electronics.
Wow. It is the power of Bart. He will absolutely not have it.
The Bert Show.
So, you guys, I want to share a text exchange I had with my ex-wife yesterday that I think is timely. The first one was, hey, Stacy, wondering if you would want to pair up together to do a graduation party for our son, Hollis. She writes back, that would be great. So we're going to do that.
Makes sense.
And then I wrote, hey, question. Did you ever hold our kid's penis when they peed to teach them how to potty train? Okay. And this was based on a conversation we had. First thing off the bat on the Burt Show yesterday, right at 6 o'clock. Kristen, you want to explain this?
No, I don't, Burt.
It's too late for that.
You are never living this down.
Never.
I think that when you do things your own way, you just assume sometimes everybody does it that way.
And according to my DMs yesterday, mm-hmm. because I did get a DM or two about holding peepees.
Because you have a 3-year-old.
I have a 3, almost 4-year-old. And to kick off the show yesterday, and this wasn't even planned. Like, Bert was just going around the horn asking us, hey, how you doing? And I'm like, I'm doing good, except my son is having potty accidents and he wanted me to hold his pee-pee. And I told him, no, he has to hold his own pee-pee when he goes pee-pee.
Did it go down like that? Or I remember it being a little bit more organic than that. You sort of mentioned it to me. And me saying, hold on a sec. Can we circle back to that? Because I don't know that that's a thing.
1,000%. So I was lamenting that we've been having some accidents lately and that one of the interactions in our household, you know, trying to teach Jimmy to stand up to go pee by himself, because when he's at school, he walks down to the bathroom and he has to go pee pee by himself. And when he was learning to stand up and pee, it made sense because guys hold their thing when they pee that he needs to hold his. So I was trying to show him how to hold his pee-pee when he pees to get him to hold it.
So you're behind him?
Yes.
And you
or to the side. And you just kind of
it's like when guys take girls out on a golf team.
Yes.
And get up behind them.
Yeah, like, let me show you how to
here's
do that.
How to grip it.
1,000%. Because if you
Jimmy.
And I don't know if our toilet's too high, whatever. And we have like little step stools. Anyway, I digress. You need to hold it. Otherwise, it's not going to go in the toilet. Mm-hmm. It's going to go all over the rim and on the floor, right? So he yesterday or the other day, because my kid is smart, he knows if he doesn't touch the toilet and if he doesn't touch the handle, if mm-hmm. he doesn't flush, and if he doesn't touch his pee-pee, he doesn't have to wash his hands.
He's a little bit genius in
there. Okay. Right? Yeah. And so we had a standoff in the bathroom because he wanted me to hold his pee-pee for him to pee. And I was like, no, you're a big boy. You have to hold your own pee-pee. And it became, and so I actually was getting so frustrated. I walked out of the bathroom and Bart had to come. I had to tap out so Bart could come in and get him to go. And then that's when you were like, hold on.
Yeah, because I have 2 sons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And potty trained both of them. Mm-hmm. And the idea of holding on to their junk while they pee never, ever crossed my mind. And I thought usually what happens, at least in my house, it was I show them what, you know, like the toilet. And then they kind of both stand there like Superman with their hands on their hips. And they peed right into the bowl. There was no me putting my hands on it. So Kaylee said for his son, he never did that. Mo doesn't believe that. Neither one of his parents did that.
Nope.
My DMs were split. But like literally my DMs were 50-50. Some people had, some people are like, no. But they were still, the ones who did it were still kind, saying, I don't think you're doing anything wrong, but I never did that.
I will just say that Stacy's response was, that's the dad's job. And as the dad, I can tell you, I never did that.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'm not, you guys, like yesterday, as he was using the potty, I'm so in my head right now, and I'm like, don't touch the baby. He has to do it.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
A spokesperson for Brad Pitt is responding to the news that a woman was scammed out of almost $1 million after somebody was posing as Brad Pitt. If you missed the story yesterday, a woman voluntarily gave over her entire divorce settlement plus some, which came out to around $850,000, because she thought she was actually talking to Brad Pitt, who said he needed money for medical expenses.
As I was diving deeper into this story, because I became captivated by it yesterday, what I read was, and she was married to a millionaire, that she started this relationship with quote unquote Brad Pitt while she was still married. And the reason why she divorced her husband is because she was in a relationship with Brad Pitt. And then once the divorce was final, that's when she sent all the money. And after they got the money, the scammer was good.
Wow.
She thought she was leveling up.
That's one of the stories. So I'm trying to piecemeal like what's real and what's fact or whatever. But the latest story I read was not only did she give away all that money, but from what I read, the divorce was technically, quote unquote, Brad Pitt's fault.
So before I get really judgmental about it, while you were doing your homework, did it say that she had any kind of history of mental health?
Not that I read, no.
What an idiot.
Yeah. It doesn't mean she doesn't. But we were talking.
I mean, come on.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Emmy and I were talking yesterday. Like, when you look at these photos, it's poorly done Photoshop.
Very bad.
Like, a middle schooler could do a better job at doing this. Because they were like AI Brad Pitt. Nah, dog, it's not even an AI Brad Pitt. It's just really bad Photoshop.
There has to be something a little off there for you to believe that an A-list celebrity, in just a quick Google search, even if you don't know who they are, but they're saying that they're Brad Pitt, can see that he's got a property in Lake Como. He owns a winery. He don't need your cash.
No, he did. There was a reason that she believed he needed the money, because he said his money was all tied up in his divorce with Angelina Jolie, and he didn't have access to it.
Oh,
which is why she was sending him money.
Sure. So he wouldn't go to George Clooney for a loan.
No. It would come to you.
All right.
So a spokesperson has spoken out for Brad Pitt, and they've said it's awful that scammers take advantage of fans' strong connections with celebrities. But this is an important reminder to not respond to unsolicited online outreach, especially from actors who have no social media presence. So, a little subtle, hey, don't blame this on us at the end from the spokesperson.
Well, anybody, if there is even anybody out there thinking that Brad Pitt, because he's loaded, he should reimburse her, that's not his.
No.
That is not his problem and not his responsibility.
No.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
All right. Something that is his responsibility is Diddy's legal case. So Diddy's legal team is actually, or not Brad Pitt's responsibility. Something that is Diddy's responsibility is his legal case. So currently his legal team is claiming that they need possession of several videos that have been handed over to federal authorities by Cassie so that they can start a legal defense using these videos. So there are 9 videos in total that Cassie, who is his ex-girlfriend, handed over to the authorities. And his legal team says that they deserve to have full claim over these videos because they're claiming that these videos show that all the adults in these videos are actually consenting and it's not something more sinister, which is what he is currently being accused of.
Well, when you're going through that process of a court case, whatever evidence the prosecution has, the defense has to have access to it and vice versa, right?
I believe so.
Yes. I didn't go to law school, but that sounds legit.
Yeah.
So essentially they're saying that's what they need. Because now they are allowed to have access to it, but right now they can only see it while they're in the presence of law enforcement. So they're saying we want to have unabridged access to it. Give us the entire footage, the entire video, so that we can look at it on our own and start building our case without having someone looking over our shoulder.
But... so I get that. They want to have it in hand. They can only view it with law enforcement there. But because people are able to doctor things so much and with like AI, I wouldn't hand over the raw footage to anybody.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think is really shady.
I also think it's interesting that I get it. I get why Diddy's team is using these 9 tapes that they have received to prove that all of the free calls to everybody was doing what they wanted to do. But at the same time, we don't know that those 9 tapes are all the tapes. Like, I'm sure there's still a lot of tapes that are hidden. And maybe people haven't had access to yet.
And can you not tell if somebody was like drugged? Like maybe it looks like they're consenting, but how do you know if they weren't under the influence of something?
Somebody had an interesting dynamic that sure, things can look consensual, but what's going on behind the scenes with the power dynamics, with the NDAs?
Yeah.
And to your point, like if these parties have gone on for years, there's not just 9 tapes.
There's more than 9.
And let's say they are consenting in all 9 of these tapes. What about all the other ones if there are more out there? So I don't think it really proves anything, but it's an update on the case here. For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
Hey, the Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data, keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
I do think it's important to celebrate each other for anniversaries. It doesn't necessarily have to be gifts.
As long as you're acknowledging it, right?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So we were talking about this yesterday because Mikey was letting us know that he had been had because he and his girlfriend just celebrated their 2-year anniversary and they had a quote unquote agreement that they weren't going to exchange gifts. And lo and behold, the day before the anniversary, she bestows upon him, he said, a bucket full of gifts, right? And it got me thinking and I'm like, I don't think my husband and I have ever physically exchanged a gift for an anniversary. And like from a math standpoint, we dated for 10 years. We were engaged for 1 year. We've been married for 7. So this year marks 19 anniversaries that wow. We will have had. And I texted him and I was like, hey, have we ever exchanged gifts for, did we ever? Because in my mind, I don't think so. But again, I'm on meds and I'm missing chunks of my brain. it literally erases certain things, which is fine. But there's also things I'm like, I wish I would remember that. And sure enough, he's like, no, we have literally never exchanged a gift for an anniversary. Really? Now cards, we have done cards. Uh-huh. We've done dinners. That's it.
Let me run this
I do.
For your bank account.
Yes, for all that money you save.
And also like the mental load and having to like come up with the gift or whatever. And he and I will never forget our first wedding anniversary. And this is like a core memory. We were in the kitchen. We gave each other a hug and I whispered in his ear, I love you. Happy anniversary. I didn't get you anything. And he whispered in my ear, I love you. Happy anniversary. I didn't get you anything.
That's why you guys are twin flames here.
I guess. Yep.
Let me propose an interesting conundrum that sort of attaches to this.
Yeah.
So Amanda, that's my girlfriend. We've been seeing each other for a little bit now. And this is the very first Christmas that we have spent together. Now, I'm not exactly sure where this started, but I'm assuming it's with my ex-wife that cards for her were equally as important, if not more important than the gift itself. The words meant everything to her.
Words of affirmation are her love language.
Right. So for 20 years, I took that and wrote her cards. And then I wrote cards for my sons also during special occasions. Also, it was just, that was the give me, right? For sure. And it was also part of a gift, both, right? So Amanda has never written a card like that.
Like a heartfelt card?
Like a heartfelt, never? Like she just, I think in Christmas cards have just never been her thing. It's always been gifts. I think on birthdays, there have been cards. But as far as Christmas, none.
But I
just presents.
I remember at her birthday party, she wrote everyone in an individualized note. Isn't that
a maybe it's
card?
Just Christmas? Maybe it's Christmas she was talking about.
Yeah,
maybe?
For sure. Because we don't do heartfelt cards at Christmas. We do them for birthdays, and we do them for anniversaries, and even maybe for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Even though they've gotten more like punny and tongue in cheek kind of stuff for Valentine's Day. But Bart and I have never written a heartfelt card for each other for Christmas.
I'm gonna have to ask her more about it because it might just be for Christmas. But if that comes off the plate, that's gonna be great.
No. Because Abby's right. When we went to her birthday dinner, everybody in front of their, at their place setting, she had written a handwritten, very kind note to all of us for coming to her birthday.
That's what she does.
My family has always been big on cards. I never really got the cards because I feel like, are you supposed to keep them? Like, I always feel so bad about wanting to throw them away, right? When people put such nice messages in them. But yeah, my family's huge on that.
I keep every single one.
You do?
I have I got like a bin of cards.
It must just be a Christmas thing, because now that I'm thinking about it, and we haven't been with each other all that long, but birthdays, yes. Valentine's card, yes. Mm-hmm. But Christmas never happened.
Mm-hmm. Huh? It's Jesus's birthday. You write him a card.
I'm cool with that.
You know what I'm saying?
Works for me.
Yeah. I'm totally cool with that.
Yeah.
The Bert Show.
All right, today is follow-up Thursday. It is the day reserved for you guys saying, yo, you guys forgot to follow up and give us some closure on blank. So we spend Thursdays doing the homework, and we give you the closure that you want.
All right, so here is your recap. So we got our call from Elizabeth. She's single mom, got divorced last September. She's with her kid all the time, so dating is not easy. While she and her ex were separated, she kept matching with this dude on Hinge. They texted for like a week. Again, this is back in July of 2023. Then she ended up reconciling with her husband, so she blocked the dude on Hinge, meaning she's going to lose contact with him. She and her husband ended up divorcing anyway. So now we fast forward to right around this past Christmas. She took her kids to see Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer at the Center for Puppetry Arts. Side note from Tommy, it's amazing. You should go in 2025. Now, while standing near the exit, she heard this young child's voice say, "I'm mad at you." A little boy said that to his dad because his dad wouldn't let him go to the gift shop. She was surprised by how controlled the little one's voice was and how sweet his dad's response was to him. The dad saying, "That's okay, buddy. You can be mad at me. It's just how you handle it." So she looked up, and it just so happened it was the guy from a year and a half ago on Hinge. But in the moment, because he was with his son, she didn't say anything to him. So she was hoping we could help her find who she thinks may be a great guy. And this is what she told us. She thinks his name is Joe. He's in his early to mid-30s. He has a reddish beard, but his hair was darker brown. He showed her a picture when they were communicating on Hinge that he had done some modeling for Lululemon. He mentioned he had a garden in his backyard. She thought he worked in sales. And from the looks of it, she said his little boy looked to be around 4 years old. And that's what we had to go on.
Okay. Tommy, our show director, this must be a good one because he's got his hat on backwards. He's ready to go to work, man.
I mean, business. So Katie alerted me. She will watch like a hawk, the producer at thebirdshow.com email account. And coming into our email was an email from a gentleman named Joseph, who also goes by Joe. He says, "Well, I heard someone's looking for me." That's flattering. Or suspicious. Let's go with flattering.
Oh, he's got jokes.
Attached to this email are photos confirming my identity for the studio's eyes only. To the caller, that would be Elizabeth. "Hi, my name's Joseph. And while I want to remember this occasion, I'm not sure if I've ever passed by a gift shop unscathed. However, I did have a dating profile around the time mentioned. I do have a 5-year-old. And that does sound like the way we speak to each other. I have a tendency to get overly cautious about how things work, and learning new perspectives is what brings people together."
Oh, that sounds cool.
"So let's flip this. If someone like me were to leave a mark on your life, what do you think it would be? Think carefully. Your answer might reveal more than you realize about this unexpected connection."
I like this guy. Kind of mysterious, man.
Yeah. This is funny. "P.S. Someone told me about this segment this evening, and the first thing I heard when I played it back was a damn gender reveal. Cat lady had me shook." Talking about Abby and her kitten reveal, making us think it was a baby. But so I get that email. There were two pictures attached. One picture, remember he said he had a garden.
Yeah. Mm.
He attached a picture of a beautiful, healthy gardener. This guy's Captain Green Thumb.
Was it just a picture of the garden, or was he with it?
No, it was just a picture of the garden.
Okay.
Then the second picture, there was a face. The man had brown hair and a reddish beard. And let me tell you, piercing blue eyes.
Ooh, that's how he got that gig with Lululemon.
I don't just throw out piercing to any man. His eyes were like, I was like, damn. Okay. So.
You want to date him?
In your email right now, Bert Show Cast, is the picture.
Okay.
And also, Elizabeth, you're on the line.
Those are piercing eyes.
I want you to go to your email, Elizabeth, and I want you to open it
while she's on the phone right now?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me, is this the guy?
Oh, my goodness.
Walk us through it. Tell us you're opening your email.
I am opening my email. Oh, my gosh. Yes, that is the
person. That's it. Yay! Well, of course you're attracted to him. We're all attracted to him.
Well, Tommy might still.
That's a good-looking dude.
I have further news for you.
Though he did send a car selfie, which we're not fans of, but we're going to let it slide.
The lighting was good.
It was good.
Earlier this morning, I sent an email back to Joe, and I said, we're going to have Elizabeth on. She's the one looking for you, Joe. Would you be willing to come on the show?
Shut up.
Shut up.
Joseph hit me back 58 minutes ago and said, hey, Tommy, yes, I can do that.
Oh, come on.
Wow. I can confirm we've been to the Center of Puppetry Arts, and I am single. And he said, sure. Because I had asked him, I said, are you single? Would you be open to talking to Elizabeth? He said, sure. I could use a personal connection right about now.
Oh,
come on, Joe.
So, Bird Show fam, welcome to the show, Joe.
Joe with the piercing eyes. Hey, Joe.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
What do you know, Joe?
It is you.
Give me about 5 seconds. There is a fire truck right behind me.
Okay. Because this man's eyes are on fire.
The man is hot.
All right, well, classic. We should make a formal introduction here. Elizabeth, Joe. Joe, Elizabeth.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Joe, just so you know, she doesn't normally sound like that. We have her on the voice disguiser. We got her some helium.
It's kind of funny. I was hoping she'd be, like, you can do, like, the... I know it was a female voice disguiser. It'd be hilarious if she came on as like the guy voice.
Always surprises, man. So you heard
Elizabeth.
Do you remember Elizabeth at all?
I do remember a Elizabeth. But of course, when you get that that message or that call of, hey, someone's looking for you on the radio or this, that, the other, it's kind of like that feeling of getting pulled over of like, you know, you weren't speeding. You know you don't have a warrant out, but there's like what, like everything's racing through your mind. Like what did I do wrong? I don't know. but it's definitely interesting and intriguing, anxiety provoking. But I think everything kind of happens for a reason. So
for sure. Joe, you didn't do anything wrong, man. You did everything right.
She's bald.
With the voice and everything.
Elizabeth, this was, I mean, based on the initial interaction with you, I never thought that we would find this dude. So this is like the universe sort of bringing y'all together, Elizabeth. How you feeling about that?
This is shocking. So I had been talking to a friend of mine, and she was like, oh, you should do this. And I was like, no, that's absurd. That's crazy. And anyway, I ended up deciding to do it, but never thought in a million years.
See, this is what I'm constantly preaching on. You got to shoot your shot. Life is short, man. What do you have to lose?
And behold the power of the Bert Show fam.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, kudos to you guys, because I don't know how this happened.
Well, let's take us right out of it, and let's put you guys on hold. I don't know how you want to exchange information or stuff like that, but we have made the connection, and now you guys and the universe continue to take it. I love this.
Let's do it. Hey, Joe, do we have your permission to give Elizabeth your phone number?
Well, I will say, getting back with your ex is always the best first impression. but it does show that she has some level of forgiveness. And I think that's a great quality to have. So I think we can reconnect or speak a little further.
I guess
okay, that's a yes.
That's all you need?
A no would have been awkward.
Yeah, right?
Maybe I just shouldn't like this. Yeah.
One question too much, Kristen.
Get a little too far.
I was feeling so good about this.
Get out on the high when you know you got the high, man.
It's like this is my first day in freaking radio.
You are a veteran.
All right, Elizabeth, I have just sent you Joe's phone number. The ball is in your court.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right, you guys. Enjoy your coffee, drink, whatever you're going to do together, and please keep us posted at some point, okay?
You got it.
All right, Joe. Thanks. Thanks so much for sending the picture. Yep. Thanks for the email, and thanks for joining us. Appreciate you guys.
You got it. Thank you.
All right, hold on. How about that?
I love it.
How about that?
I love it so much.
It's the Bird Show.
The Bird Show.